Go heels, toes, heels, toes, right heel, left heel, and stop, let's see.
Up on stage at the Brooklyn Monarch, an instructor is running through the steps for a line dance. What got these 300 people out on a Tuesday night is Stud Country, a weekly queer line dancing party. It started in Los Angeles in 2021 and was so popular, it spread to cities across the United States.
Is this anyone's first stud?
The crowd is a sea of fishnets, leather boots, pink cowboy hats, glittering bikini tops. Some folks are sporting black tank tops with the word stud bedazzled in rhinestones. The first lesson ends, and a group peels off from the dance floor and heads to the courtyard out back to give their legs a rest. Taryn Kudka is there with their friend Emily Harms. It's their first time at Stud Country.
Have you line danced before?
No. I've been wanting to do this for quite a while. I just heard it's a lot of fun.
After the first dance, I was like, oh, we're coming back.
For Harms and a lot of others here tonight, this weekly dance is a rare chance to feel connected with other queer people.
We need queer community constantly, especially now, continuously. We need to keep being together and having joy. This is beautiful.
The night's winding down and people start making their exits. But a core group of veterans linger for the final hour called the Power Hour. It's the sweatiest point of the evening with the most difficult dances. One of those remaining is Kitty Horblett. She says Stud Country is vital.
Very much like church. We're all in the same place at the same time each week. Mm-hmm. We're really just all here to like love on ourselves, love on each other. Like, I think that's what's important.
For NPR News, I'm Margaret Serino in New York.